And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Over 50 years ago, Marshall McLuhan wrote, "The classified ads and stock market quotations are the bedrock of the press. Should an alternative source of easy access to such daily information be found, the press will fold." And in 1997, Harvard Business Review wrote, "Freed from the necessity of subscribing to entire physical newspapers, readers will unbundle the content of the newspaper and the economics of printing will be gone." Well, here we are in 2018, and we see the economics of printing taking its toll right here in Northumberland. We're down to one local newspaper, one truly local radio station, and a smattering of blogs and newsletters. This raises a fundamental question. What's the price of ignorance? Now, we all know that information is not knowledge, and information does not improve ignorance. And today, as never before, information is increasing and the knowledge is decreasing. Because it's the era of quick click, sound bite, short clip, digital drivel. We're buried in a tsunami of information spewing across the internet. We're becoming addicted to information, immersed in clickety-click online reading that scrolls right past any chance of acquiring a depth of knowledge and understanding. Our society and individual lives are being driven by speed, access, and banality, chasing superficial answers while ignoring critical questions. As Maya Angelou once said, intelligence is not always knowing the right answer, it's always asking the right question. Unfortunately, the digital age and its business consumer model is not built on depth, reflection, and understanding. It provides, mostly, information that's a mile wide and an inch deep, and that's not how a society or a community advances. In our community, we suffer from the declining access to in-depth information. Sure, we get lots of sound bites, reasonable news reporting, constant chatter, but is there enough depth? Enough analysis and investigative reporting, enough questioning, digging, challenging. We lost a newspaper, Northumberland Today, not because of a shortage of public need and interest, but because of bad management at Torstar and Post Media. It is the responsibility of local media, this radio station, the one remaining newspaper, and the local blogs and newsletters to provide the public with objective and comprehensive coverage of what the public needs to know. To deliver not just information, but to be a catalyst in the expansion of public discourse and understanding, to stimulate, prod, and expand the intellectual curiosity of the community, to maintain the fight against shallow information, soundbite reasoning, and willful ignorance. Marshall McLuhan would have endorsed the 2011 book by Nobel Prize-winning scientist Daniel Kahneman, entitled Thinking Fast and Slow. He exposes the risks in our thinking, the illusion of expertise, and shows how to tap into the benefits of slow thinking. This book can transform the way you think about thinking, how knowledge, not information, how in-depth writing and reading, not online speed scrolling, can transform the foundation of a community, if local media can find the means to deliver it to the public. I talk more about this in my blog, straightspeak.com, so have a read and think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.